Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Hey. Woo! Woo! Yeah! We got the show on the road this morning.
Yes.
We are receiving your text messages, Kid Nation. One of them says, are you guys drinking this morning? No?
What?
Coffee.
Do we sound intoxicated?
We sound drunk?
No, we're sober.
No,
I don't want to get
we're
a BWI.
We're high on pancakes and syrup.
Yeah. We are 10 minutes away from hooking you up with that password so you can play Beat the Bank. We're still playing, even though we're out here. We out here.
Yep.
And also from the text, if JC practiced walking on Legos, I say he'll go 42 feet. If he did not practice, I say he'll go 26 feet.
Wow.
Well, that's not very nice.
I think you're going to go the whole way because I just know you and your ego.
And I'm not
saying it as an insult, but you're like, you're not going to let this shame you.
No,
it's good.
No,
you have a good competitive side.
Have you gone over to visualize, you know, to watch what you're going to do?
It's long.
I just went over there. I have a direct view of the walkway, the Lego walkway I'm going to be doing in about an hour and a half. And I thought it started where I can see right here.
Yeah.
It goes back about 30 more feet that way.
It's bad. It's really bad.
I didn't know if I wanted to say it this morning, but this morning I was walking into my bathroom, and you know how the rug scrunches up a little bit?
Hurt your feet this morning?
I stepped on the rug, and it kind of hurt.
Now you're extra sensitive.
Yeah, that's in your head, dude.
And I'm like, that's not a good sign. If the rug is hurting,
no.
I'm going to walk on Legos, and the rug is hurting me. So I'll be fine.
Do you remember, we've been to Mexico together, Playa del Carmen, whatever, and we go in the water, and then there might be a little rough area, the sand, and then a little bit of gravel, a couple of rocks.
Sure.
What's your reaction when you step on an unexpected rock or pebble?
Cursing.
Lots of sand dancing where you're jump, hop, hop, hop.
And I just go back to the soft sand right away.
Well, I think it's going to either be done very quickly, or you're going to make it the whole way. Because a few steps, you're going to go, I'm out, or your feet are going to go numb and you're going to make it.
And we're outdoors this morning, and it's a little chilly, and I think that's going to help me. That's going to
numb your feet.
Yeah, it'll numb my feet a little bit.
I think you need to be sticking them in ice water now.
Right.
I think you should numb them.
I think so. I was thinking about that as well. I might just go for it. I don't know. We'll see.
Someone bring up some numbing cream.
Lots of ice. I was reading the rules about breaking the record. You're not allowed to put any substances or anything on your feet.
Ooh. But water isn't a substance, is
water
it?
Water is a substance.
I don't know if that's an advantage, so I don't want to be disqualified.
Do you have to take a drug test after if you break a world record?
I don't know. No, I don't have to take a drug test.
Performance-enhancing drugs.
Smoke some meth, and you won't care.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah. Wow.
Those people, like, jump through windows and stuff, and they stand up and act like they're fine.
You're right.
Yeah.
Bring it down if you have some.
We're looking for volunteers.
I don't know where to get that stuff.
But no, don't solicit for that. I was going to say something more uplifting, some sort of steroid.
More meth tips coming up from Kelly Ransom.
I just know what I've seen on YouTube videos. And if you watch YouTube videos of people that do that stuff, why would you still want to do it?
I don't know.
Those people are crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. That's my drug PSA morning.
We did receive some mail this morning. I got a note here from Joey, our buddy out in Kansas.
Okay. What's up, Joey?
Z98. JC, I had to hook you up with some more Kansas jerky. Thanks again for hanging out with us this weekend.
Oh, love jerky.
And he sent me a bunch of beef jerky.
Yay. You're so lucky.
Beef sticks for the beef stick.
Jerky-licious. No, they told me the Kansas jerky's on point. What'd you call me?
I said a beef stick for the beef stick.
He just wanted you to repeat it.
Say that compliment again.
Can you give me that compliment one more time slowly this time?
Oh, thank you.
And Big Al Mac, you got a letter as well.
I do. I have a letter here, and it's from Mr. Kevin Johnson. He is in Amarillo, Texas.
Shout out.
Prisoners have the best handwriting.
They do, and it's all the same.
I'm not even being funny. It's so neat.
And the penmanship is all the same. It's really crazy.
And it's, you know, sometimes when you write and it goes up, either up or down, it's straight across.
I know. I don't know how they do it.
Kelly, I don't know what this is pertaining to, but do you mind reading this for me?
I'd love to. Prison mail. Oh, but it's Attention Big Al. You sure you want me to read it?
Yeah. It's Attention Big Al.
Gosh, there's two things in here. So what is this? Let me see which one I'm supposed to read.
Shout out, Mr. Kevin Johnson.
Here we go. To Big Al.
That's me, yes.
Regarding business opportunity.
Oh, hey. Okay. All right.
Okay.
What's up, bro?
Yay.
As I sit here listening to the show and the business ventures segment, in regards to your blow-up screens, good luck. All caps.
That's why I'm in prison.
Good marketing and promotion to get the word out and create a loyal following, but naming the business is key also. Something catchy like Screens on the Move or Screen You Up or Blowed Up Views. That's just a few to get your motor running.
Okay.
Now, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you really ready?
I'm ready.
Al, I've been incarcerated for coming up on 17 years, so I have been constantly creating projects. Okay. I know one of them will eventually blossom and succeed. That being said, I have created a board game.
Okay.
It is a multiplayer gambling game. It's a hit, and you are better positioned to locate a game designer code writer to assist with this project.
Ooh.
I don't want to lose control of ownership, but I am willing to give up 45% of the game.
45?
Right. I'm trying to position myself financially for when I'm released. That is constructive.
That's awesome.
That's a good way to spend your time.
That's awesome.
What a smart man.
Yeah. I love that. So he says, look, I have the game ready for review, and I have a couple of reliable gentlemen who can show you a potential partner, how to play the game, and I'm sure you'll get hooked. We'll be targeting affluent gamblers.
All right.
And this could be a gigantic project, so please let me know on a serious note if you're interested. It will break the internet when marketed properly.
All right.
Later, man. I'm down, but not out. I will bounce back. That's from Kevin.
My man.
Also, ask Jenna if she got the books I suggested.
Yeah, Jenna, did you get them?
Yes.
Nice.
And
she didn't get them though.
Big Al.
Yes.
Ask Dr. Girlfriend for another chance because that is where your heart is at.
That's what we've been telling them. It's too late, though.
That's from your friend.
Okay, before Kevin, I appreciate it. Kevin Johnson.
Number 1099929.
My man, up in Amarillo. That's awesome. I'm glad you're thinking that. But while you're mentioning Dr. Girlfriend, because I wasn't going to bring this up.
Oh, good. I'm glad he wrote us.
What was this song? Yeah, I thought I was past the phase of every song reminds you. You know, when you're on the radio and you break up.
Yeah. Right.
Oh.
Like, this was written about us.
Yes.
Like, what songs are hitting you hard?
Oh, it was
John Legend, All of Me.
It was She Wouldn't Be Gone. I believe it's a Blake Shelton song.
Of course, it's Blake Shelton.
Listen, I'm like, why are you singing this to me? It's Blake, so I can't turn it off. Normally, if it was a song, it reminded me of my previous relationship.
You're getting through the feels.
But it was Blake Shelton, so I couldn't.
You need to be listening to some Gautier.
Maybe I
now
do.
Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
Got through with that. I think that's an awesome idea, and I think that's awesome that he's in this situation and still thinking about what he's going to do when he gets out of that situation and making plans.
You just got to listen to some hard rap.
Right. No, I feel like the world is talking to you, Al. You need to go get your woman.
He's going to see the signs in anything he wants to see the signs in.
Well, what about his opportunity in the gambling game?
A great opportunity.
I think that's a great opportunity. I think I'm going to hook up with homeboy.
Good.
Wouldn't that be something if we partnered up when he got out and we made some money together?
Would be.
Yeah. This is like Cell Tank.
You're
Cell Tank.
Yeah.
Tank.
What a great idea for a reality TV show.
Yo,
set up guys that are incarcerated, about to get out.
Who have dreams. They've come up with these big ideas. They just don't know how to implement them when they get out.
Yep.
And then we go meet with them. And then we invest.
That is a reality show. But I don't want to help the violent ones.
Or
just
Shark.
The ones that like did.
I like this. Or
like
Shark Pen.
Shark.
Yes.
Shark Pen. So good.
Yeah.
Get
Shark Attentory.
We need both websites. Oh, that would be a great
Shark Pen and Cell Tank.
That was a good idea right there.
That was. We're going to buy the domain?
I think so.
No,
I'm
not.
I got a lot going on right now. But someone should buy it.
You know what? I bought anotherbaddecision.com years ago.
Yeah.
Just so that when I have a decision that I want to make, and it's a bad decision, I could just post it on. I've never done anything with the domain.
Why don't you make that like a party website where you send in the weekend pictures and then you sell advertising.
And you get ads on it.
Yeah. And then people just go look at the people being dumb.
Or you could get business owners' fail stories. You know? It could be other people could populate that content for you.
Right.
I love that idea, too. See,
we're fleshing it out here on the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
We come up with so many ideas that we don't do anything with.
It's a business segment.
Hey, you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time to give away the password this morning for Beat the Bank. Yeah, we're right on time with it. I have the password right here. This is what you're going to need. Within 10 minutes, we'll have you call. And you'll give us this password. And then you're going to make some money. And that password this hour is airport.
All right.
Airport is your password.
Got to have it to play.
You got to have it to play Beat the Bank.
Got to have it to fly also. An airport.
Good point, Al.
I mean, you could fly without an airport. I've seen the drug cartels.
Well, oh, my God. Ever watch Narcos, Al?
Yeah, come on, they
see American Made?
My bad. All right, you're right. You're
dirt roads will do just fine in those situations. But your password is airport. We'll have you call in within 10 minutes. That means Beat the Bank is coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Give it up, pal.
Yeah.
Nah, they're just looking at you.
Yeah, everybody chilling.
I'm the worst hype guy ever.
It's all good, Big Al Mac. Because everybody's getting hyped up because this means it's time for you to call to play round one of Beat the Bank. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Make sure you have that password. Jenna, what caller number do we need?
15.
Caller number 15, you get to play Beat the Bank. And if you don't get in this hour, don't worry. We're going to play about an hour from now as well.
Two times? What?
Two times a day. I'm getting really nervous now that the Lego walk has been completed. I mean, I didn't walk yet, but the actual walkway has been done by the master builders.
I love it. Camera crew set up.
Oh, wow.
It's
that's
great.
Numbers. You should walk at JC on the side where the Legos are not.
Uh-huh.
And just see how many steps it's going to just kind of visualize. It's all about visualization, man. It's all about picturization.
Okay.
Just visualize yourself doing this task and completing it and how happy you'll be when you get done.
Look at you coaching
real
me.
Real happy when you're done. Athletic psychology.
My dude.
Here.
Real quick, from the text.
Yeah.
Big Al just opened up and said every song he hears reminds him of his ex.
I didn't say that. I was saying I thought I was past that phase. I did go through it. And it just kind of came back this morning, just for a minute.
Well, we got this from Big Al. I've always been told that the time it takes to truly get over a breakup is half the time you were together.
Holy
I've moly. Heard this as well. I've even heard people say that it takes the whole time you were together, but half the time seems more adequate.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Think that's true,
that's
especially
true.
If
two
it's
and a
been
half years?
That's years and years.
I mean, because it was almost five that we were together.
So it'd be 2.5 years to get truly over that person.
Oh,
at this point, I will never break up with my wife if that's the case, because that's going to take a while.
That's not true. I don't think it's true either.
It can't
either.
Be. It can't be.
Or you just got to meet somebody new.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Bumble,
yes.
Tinder, Bender, whatever.
All that good stuff.
Bender. Once you get slightly emotionally invested. Yeah.
speaking of bumbling, Al, we also got this. Kid Nation's trying to help you out with Beat the Bank. Big Al, too busy swiping to write a rap? I got you, fam. And they wrote one that's pretty good.
Give it to me. Let's hit it. Let's just do it right now.
You don't want to.
Let's just do it.
You don't
want to
use it for the actual game because it's good.
Yeah, you're going to use it.
We're about to play, aren't we? In a minute.
Let me get a caller.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh yeah, I'll hand it off to you.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah. Just make sure I can hand off my computer to Big Al Mac. Look, I'm gonna highlight it for you right here, Big Al. There you go. Now it's highlighted.
I haven't even seen it, but I will do it. See how easy it is to get on the show.
Uh huh. And a thief walks amongst us.
Uh oh.
A friend thief.
Did somebody steal our bacon?
No, a friend thief.
A friend thief.
Someone's stealing a friend. That's me.
Yeah,
that's
you, Kelly.
Oh,
Barry.
Kelly, you said you're trying to, you've already made the move to steal a friend.
Wheels are in motion. There's nothing I can do about it now.
What do you mean the wheels are in motion?
Well, what happened? Please explain.
I happened to be at Costco
debating
the purchase of a lemon pound cake.
Oh, nice.
And I was texting certain people to either talk me into it or out of it. This is really what I do.
How much was the pound cake, by the way?
It was approximately $11.99, if I'm remembering correctly.
Whoa.
It might have been $12.99, something 99. Anyway, it looked delicious.
You could kill it to spend $12. You know, you done
right.
So.
Oh, man. I loaded up on turkey jerky.
Mm-hmm.
They had a big sale on smoked almonds and pirate booty. So I really racked up at Costco.
Like the huge bag of pirate booty?
Yes, it's on sale, but the sale ends April 1st, so you need to get in.
Uh-huh.
All right. So as I'm standing there waiting for my friend to text me back whether I should buy this pound cake, I heard a gasp.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Raspberry? I looked up, and I was like, yes, it's Ghetto D.
Oh.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
It's my boy Ghetto D.
No, it's not friend of the show. It's friend of JC.
It's
my dude. It's my pho friend.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, you hang out at his house.
Yeah, we go together.
Immediate connection.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you should have felt the vibes between us. His wife's staying there. Everybody's giggly.
Ghetto J was there?
Giddy. Yes, and his wife. It was so fun. He said, may I please take my picture with you? Of course you can, Ghetto D. And I'm just going to say right now, I think the wheels are in motion to make him my friend.
I feel that way, too, because when we met in the wild,
In the wild?
Yeah, that's where we met, in the wild.
Is that in public?
He didn't take a picture and post it. And
right?
He posted this thing.
Tagged
all
me.
All the friends are like, oh my gosh, Kelly's so pretty. All
right. Wow. Thank you, friends.
How does that make you feel, JC?
Forgotten.
But you know what, JC? Do you know how much that happens to me when I see people when I'm out and they act excited, but they really ask about you?
Yeah?
No, I don't think JC came up once.
Are you serious?
I really don't. No.
JC?
Well, except for me, I was like, oh, yeah, I see you in all of JC's pictures. And that, and he just brushed that right off.
Yeah, now that I think about it, he does not post me in. He's ashamed of me.
Quiet as is kept, Kelly, JC has done the same thing to me.
Oh, what?
When JC first moved here, actually, I talked about, I hung out with Bad Influence Paul and Reggie.
First?
Yes.
No. Hold on. Maybe Paul, but not Reggie.
What?
Yes.
Reggie's
yes.
mine.
This is news.
I had
news
no idea.
Because yes. Paul and I met Reggie together.
No.
Don't try
you
to
and
steal.
Paul met, but I already knew
Yeah, you
him.
Knew Paul. Paul was your friend.
I already knew Reggie. I knew both of these guys. And so JC comes to town, and I'm trying, hey, JC, this is my friend Paul. Yeah. Here's my cool
You're
black guy.
You're trying to help JC
yeah, trying to
feel
help
welcome.
Yeah, I have not seen nor heard of Paul and Reggie since then, from them.
Yeah, I just hung out with them.
Mm. Yeah, I haven't heard from them. I don't even know the phone number.
Would you like to go out with me and get OD, big guy?
Sure, I would. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I swear. So you guys going to go to their house?
That's friend karma.
Sure.
That's friend karma that right there, bro.
I can't. They called me.
Well, whatever.
They called me. They said, hey, JC.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I'll see.
Those are my friends.
I invited them to come by the show this morning.
Yeah.
I said, I think JC's doing something. You might be interested.
Are they really coming?
I think so.
Aw.
I hope they come with a sign for Kelly Rapp.
I do.
All right, let's give away this money. Let's
beat
play.
The bank. Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Ladies, I'm single. That's what's up. Help a brother put a marble in his cup.
Oh, hey. That's from a listener by the name of.
They didn't hook it up.
That is. I don't see the
name. They want to be anonymous. That's all right. We appreciate you.
Hold on. Cheddar just wrote something down on my piece of paper. And Kelly, can you read what the heck that says?
Yeah, it says delay.
Oh, delay.
I
couldn't read it either. I was like, peasy? What is peasy? You can't even read it.
We're on location right now. Normally, White Cheddar can go in my ear and he can tell me, hey, man, stretch it a little bit if we need to.
Today,
we don't have that. We have paper.
No, today, instead, we have to peasy.
Kelly.
Cinnamon buns as big as my head.
I don't know why people are putting this in front of me to sabotage me. I said this morning, I'm like, I'm hosting an event tonight.
Oh, so warm.
I got a small dress. I'm trying to stay healthy.
Yeah, you want to get rid of it. Put it right over here in
front of me. Those look so good.
It would be even better if you put a slice of bacon on it.
Well, there's one more left.
There you go, bro.
There you go, Al.
Check this out.
Lord have mercy. This is not good.
Now it's better.
This is the second pair of pants I had to put on this morning because the first pair didn't fit. There's no lie. I put on some Levi's this morning.
Uh-huh.
What is it going to be appropriate for men to wear leggings? Because that's what I do.
They do.
Yeah.
To work out.
I have, honestly, like six pairs of black leggings.
I think Justin has some on right now.
Those are skinny jeans.
Oh.
Yeah.
Men's leggings are just kind of like fitted sweatpants, right?
We need leggings.
Yeah. Question about skinny jeans. Are we supposed to wash them?
Yeah. I mean, not every time you wear them. I don't wash my jeans every time I wear them, but I think it depends on what you do in them and how dirty they are.
Plus, they kind of snap back up. You know, you want them to.
Oh, because I've been told you're not supposed to wash.
Well, you absolutely. Eventually you do. Oh. That's what I'm trying to teach my kids right now. Is just because you put it on your body does not mean it immediately goes in the dirty clothes basket.
Right.
I mean, that's what they do when they try on something and decide they don't want to wear it. They don't want to hang it back up. It goes in the dirty clothes basket. Or if they wear their jeans for one day, I was like, well, what did you do with them today? Did you sweat? Did you fall down? Did you bleed? No. I said, well, put them back in the drawer. You can wear them again.
Yeah.
That concept is blowing their minds.
Oh, when I was a kid, I had a day where I would have to stay at home so my mom could wash my pants. Because I only had one pant.
Oh. Wow.
So, we had to have that designated day where I couldn't go outside.
No pants day.
Yeah, no pants day. So, I was just in my pajamas.
Actually, we're doing that tomorrow. No pants Friday. You come to see the show, please. No more pants.
Right. And, Jenna, you're wearing a tight dress tonight?
I got a great dress. I'm hosting an event.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm hosting an event for a homeless shelter in town for the magazine that Weezy and I were in. and a bunch of fresh faces, these models. Yeah, I actually have a lot. Al, you should come by tonight.
I might.
It's going to be not far from you, and it's going to be a bunch of hot people, and I got to talk.
Okay.
Oh, Jim's going to be talking to the new models?
Yeah, I got a great dress.
I'm down.
All right, Cheddar, give us the motion of go.
Oh, now
no more PB.
Jessica's
been on the phone for like
a... Oh, sorry, Jessica. Oh.
Jessica, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Sorry, we're too busy peeving. I'm sorry, delaying. Totally Jessica, what are you up to this morning?
I am sitting outside of work, getting ready to go inside.
Oh, boy, you got to build up that courage, right? To head in there another day.
What do you do?
I'm a preschool teacher.
Oh, boy. Ditch school and come out here and watch me walk on these Legos here in an hour.
The kids will be fine for an hour.
What are they learning this morning?
Yeah, right?
It's just a random Thursday.
Yeah.
Hey, Jessica, why don't you go ahead and let's step up to the vault.
Okay.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Airport.
Password accepted.
Yay! Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness. I thought there was going to be a malfunction.
No, there's no malfunction.
The bank is in failure.
The bank is working just right. Jessica, you have gained access to our bank vault, which means you're going to go face-to-face with our banker who's going to give you dollar amounts. They increase the longer you stay inside the vault. Now, it can get up to $1,000. You still have to yell stop, even if he says that.
Okay.
Or you could say stop whenever you feel he's gone as high as he's going to go. Whatever you say stop, that's how much you get. All right, Jessica?
Sounds good, yep.
You got kids to teach. We got games to play. Let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
That sounded almost like the Jenna sigh from the other day.
Oh God.
Stop.
Or her Nespresso.
Yeah. Coffee turns me on.
Hey, you could buy an espresso with that money, right?
Yeah.
$600, what was it,
$630? $630. Yeah. Jessica, what are you going to do with that money, Jessica?
I don't know. I want to do something fun with it. So my kids have spring break coming up, so I'll probably do something fun.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Great.
You guys are going to have a blast with that right
awesome.
There. Well, congratulations, Jessica. You hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your $630. Congratulations.
Want to see how far it would have gone?
Oh, yeah. What am I doing? Let's do it. Jessica, just for fun, we're going to see how high it would have gone.
Okay.
820.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're all right.
Hey, good job, Jessica.
Played it smart.
Good job.
Right. You bailed.
I'm happy.
You held on longer than most people would have held on, Jessica. Yeah. Good job. And if you didn't get in this hour, don't worry. We'll play. In less than 1 hour, we'll hook you up with another password. So forget the one that Jessica gave us, and we'll hook you up. And to those correcting me and saying it's Lego, not Legos, sorry.
It's Lego. Oh, it's singular.
It's a plural, because I'm walking on more than one Lego. But it's Lego.
So I'm Lego my Legos.
Oh, my gosh, people. Channel that energy into something positive.
Yeah.
Into a fun game. Like the one we're going to play with part-time Justin next. It's a game called, if I find it correctly, Swipe Right or Swipe Left. Justin, did you do the game? Okay, he did not forget to do it. Okay, we'll play Swipe Left or Swipe Right or Swipe Right or Swipe Left next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you, Shannon.
Leading the charge.
Congratulations to Jessica. Just won $630 with Beat the Bank.
All right.
Speaking of that, Ellie wrote us and said, hey, guys, I think White Cheddar meant music to Beat the Bank was on delay, not for you guys to delay.
Yeah, we found that out after the fact.
Yeah.
We thought he meant stretch, delay the show. So we're all just talking, chilling.
So, meanwhile, we got a little behind on the show.
Yeah,
that's our bad.
Yeah.
Your next password is coming up in less than 30 minutes, so you can play the second round of Beat the Bank and win up to $1,000. Speaking of playing games, part-time Justin likes to do just that.
Yes, I do.
What's up, homeless love?
With my blanket. Oh, no, homeless love. I look a little bit. This Lego thing looks really exciting. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I'm just so glad you're not doing it.
Yeah, I want to do it.
JC, I went over and looked at it.
I had to support my main man, JC. Yeah.
I went over and just looked at it, and my feet started hurting.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I have shoes on.
They've color coordinated it. It's so fancy.
It's really cute looking. It's not. It's gonna hurt.
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
I should just made them all red.
I hope you make it all the way.
Why? Oh. So the blood just.
Yes, right.
You're gonna bleed.
Probably. I don't know if there's possibility of blood.
I'm a bleeder.
Oh my gosh! And then stitches in the foot.
Yeah. Ooh. And if you just put your hand on it, it hurts.
Right.
No. Oh, you did that?
Yeah. I put my hand.
Like
on
how
it.
Bad? It's, scale of 1 to 10.
I think it was an 8.
He's very delicate.
Okay.
You know
very
what?
Eight.
Stop
okay.
stressing. This is the world record.
I'm doing it. I'm
you
doing it.
Do it.
Yeah. I'm not stressing. Less than
don't
an hour away.
You a man.
I'm a man.
You're a man.
Thanks, Jen. I'm a man.
So good.
Also from the text, I can't believe Kelly's letting JC go through with this.
I have done everything I can to stop it. I really can. There's nothing else
yeah,
I can do.
He's a grown man. He's going to do what he wants.
I'm a grown boy.
Yep. I tried scaring
big
him.
Boy.
That's
I'm,
all I can do.
I'm a big boy. So, Justin, you got a fun game for us to play.
Yes, I do. So, I'm on Tinder. I'm on Bumble, you know, and you're swiping based on people's pictures.
Yeah.
But really what gets me is a profile, a bio profile. You know, you got to read that.
And that's introductory like, statement.
Yes, that's the selling point on some people's profile. Because, yes, they might look cute, but can you make me laugh?
Okay.
And I've been struggling with this because it seems like people aren't really catching on to my profile because so mine says I'm looking for the avocado to my toast, a plus one, someone to share entrees with, someone who can wrap all of Bodak Yellow with me. Let me know when you're free. First round
too
is
long.
On me.
Too long.
I love
too
that.
Long.
It's
long.
Good though, but too long.
Long. It's cute. It's, I mean,
it's cute. It's cute and funny.
Too long, yeah. In my opinion. Yeah.
It shows
okay.
a lot of your sparkling personality, that's, and I like it.
That's what I thought
yeah.
too. So Jenna says swipe left. On that profile. Yeah.
No, but your pictures are cute.
Pictures are cute, but
so
based on that.
The bio doesn't seal the deal for me, but it can crush it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So that's the game we're going to play. Based on just that little profile, mm-hmm. that little bio, swipe left or swipe right.
Okay. Right is good, Al. Right. Remember that. Right is good.
Right is good.
Mine currently says alone, but not lonely.
I don't like that.
Swipe left, Kelly?
I'd swipe left.
Swipe left?
Oh,
yeah.
Sounds
but
like
not
you
lonely.
Read too many of those Pinterest inspirational quotes of the day. I don't like that.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like you might be on an antidepressant.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so whenever you guys answer, say swipe left or swipe right. That's how the game goes, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ready? First one. No, that's not my kid. I'm just trying to show you how family-oriented I am.
Swipe right.
Swipe right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Swipe right on that one.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's funny, but I don't like it.
Okay. So dang boy, you must be my GPA because I know I could do better if I tried.
Ooh.
Swipe left. That's trying too hard.
I don't get it.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's kind of a diss to me, right?
I don't
left.
Get it. Yeah, left.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd go out with me.
Yeah, swipe right.
Swipe right.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Sex time with me is like Bruno Mars. Short but very passionate, and I've got good moves.
No, left.
Swipe right.
Left.
Cheese factor.
Left.
Left?
Yeah.
Kay. Swipe right.
JC's the only one saying swipe right because he's the one who wrote that.
I told you, I wouldn't do well in the dating world. Justin put me on the spot. He's like, just give me what you would put on your profile. I was like, I don't know.
That's good. Okay. If there's one person that's going to put an NSYNC song on at your house party, it's going to be me.
Swipe right.
Left.
Oh, JC. Yeah.
I didn't write that one.
No. Swiping left. Gang.
Left. All right, don't start quoting NSYNC. No.
Okay. I'm a single mom of a 9-year-old with a
left.
Great career.
Oh, sorry.
And I'm looking for someone fun to share it with.
Left.
How old are you? Nine.
Why are you sounding at me like that?
That was basically what I had in my
profile. That was Kelly.
But at the time, she was 9. I was just like, look, I'm a single. You said, you know, you have to lead with it. It wasn't my first picture, but in my bio.
It was direct. Just, this is what it is.
Yeah, you don't lead with a picture, but I led within the bio. I'm a single mom of, I think I said 9-year-old girl at the time. I don't remember how old she was when I was doing it. I said, I have a really great job. Yeah. I get to do a lot of exciting stuff, and I'm looking for someone to share that fun stuff with me.
Yeah.
That's all I said.
And
I didn't say I was looking for marriage or...
Based on Kelly, I'll swipe right.
Oh,
I'm looking for funny, so I'm left.
Left.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to be funny. My pictures exuded
funny.
My fun side.
It's honest. Okay. I'm not a goldfish, but I'm the snack that smiles back.
Oh, God.
Left.
Oh, I don't know. I'm on the fence. I'd have to look at his pictures and judge.
Like left.
Maybe.
Left.
I bet, yeah.
I have to look at the pictures.
Escada.
Borderline left.
Izquierda.
Yeah.
The only reason I want a boyfriend is so that when I sing Fergalicious, and it's the part where she says, be up in the gym just working on my fitness, he's my witness, I can point to him and he'll do the little woo-wee part, because right now I have to do both parts by myself, and it's stressful because right after the woo-wee part,
I
have to get right back into rapping, and that transition is harder
than
you think.
That is very funny, but it's too long.
It's too long.
I love it. I've seen that before.
Left.
I'm right all the way on that
one. Whose bio is that?
I just stole it.
Just looking around.
I love the idea of it. It's just way too long.
It's way too long.
I like it. Any shout out to Fergie, I'm in. Swipe right.
The over explanation is awesome. I'll go right on that.
It makes you want to keep on reading it, right?
It makes me need some water or something.
You're no fun this morning.
Okay. Ready for this one?
Yes.
Let's sing karaoke while I work.
Let's
sing a duet.
No.
Left.
Big Al.
Left.
I swipe right.
Right, yeah.
That was Big Al. Big Al wrote that one.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why we left.
That was awesome.
So did we all swipe right on that one?
No.
I went left.
I'd swipe right.
There you go. Hard left on that.
Depends on the photos.
Okay.
It's me and Curtis.
All right. I talk for a living just so I can afford costumes for my ungrateful rescue pug.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's funny. I'd go right on that.
All right, Jenna. We'll take
this. If I swung that way, I'd swipe right.
That's my actual bio on my dating app.
That's a good one. I like it. 3 years ago, I started a book club. We mostly read wine labels.
Oh, right. Yeah, right.
I'd go right on that.
That's to the right.
Yeah.
I'd go right-ish.
Yeah.
I appreciate the finer things in life, such as no pimples and getting out of work early.
Right.
Left.
I'm bored.
Right.
Okay. Yeah,
left. Left on that. I like pimples.
Do we know who that was?
I like leaving work early.
No, that was stolen from what I've seen.
No, I don't like that one.
And last one.
Okay.
I enjoy long walks on the beach, except I can't walk, and the sand really messes up my tires.
Oh, my.
Right.
I'll go right on that one.
Go right. Yes, go right. I would go right.
Left.
But that was swipe left or swipe right based on bio profile.
Way to go. Y'all give it up for part-time Justin in that house.
Thank you. I dig it.
I think
it's very important to have this down.
Yeah.
You know?
We should share all those so we could... Don't they have websites where you could copy and paste so you could steal a good one?
Yeah.
And if not, we should start that.
Okay.
Coming up, if
you're stealing funny pickup lines, you better bring it on the date.
Of course. You just need something to get you going.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. It's time for round two of Beat the Bank. We gave you the password. Now all you got to do is call us and claim your money from the vault. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Jenna, give us a caller number.
Ooh, 13.
Caller number 13. Lucky number 13. You get to play Beat the Bank this hour for your shot at up to $1,000. Which is how much my medical bill might cost.
Do you see who's this man standing next to me?
This is my good friend James from Legoland.
Everyone,
how you doing, James?
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing today?
I'm nervous. Not gonna lie.
That's understandable.
Yeah, you guys put. If you're just joining the show, I'm gonna attempt to break the world record for walking barefoot on Legos, and they set this thing up so fast. How many Legos did you guys bring?
Over 2 million Lego bricks.
Whoa!
170 feet.
Yo!
Have you done something like this before?
Nothing like this before. This is a pretty unique project for me.
Oh, there's no like hazing when you guys join Legoland, or you guys have to.
No, not yet.
No. What's the talk around the company when you guys heard I wanted to do this? Do you guys think I'm an idiot?
We were all really excited. We want to see you do it.
Yeah.
Yes, but kind of trendy. A lot of people are trying this on YouTube videos. You're seeing, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. But I want to be the world record holder.
Yeah,
on this
somebody's got to hold it. Might as well be you.
So if you're planning on breaking this world record, just let me have it for about a week so I can brag, and then go ahead and do your thing.
Oh, boy.
Is that a Lego microphone?
Yes, I brought this for you, JC, to commemorate your Lego.
That is so cool, JC.
Oh, this is so
awesome.
Where's the instructions? if I break it.
What? Oh, how to put it back together.
Don't break it.
Are you considered a master builder?
I am the master model builder at Legoland Discovery Center.
Really? What's the coolest thing you've built?
The coolest thing I've built?
Yeah.
We built an 8-foot-tall, 30-foot-wide mosaic for our splash pad we opened up a couple years back. It's outside Legoland Discovery Center. It's amazing.
How long does that take to build?
It took us like 3 months, and we went around the DFW area and had all of our fans help us build it, too. Yeah. So.
Have you ever stepped on one Lego?
Oh, all the time. Every day.
How bad on a scale of 1 to 10 does that hurt? With your barefoot?
10.5.
Yeah, it's bad.
And you bought 2 million of them. All right, y'all have fun.
Now, after he bleeds all over these Legos, how are you going to sanitize them and put them back in rotation?
Good question, Kevin.
Well, we're hoping there's not too much blood.
Right. Too much blood? We're hoping for no blood, James.
We do have a process to sanitize these.
All right. Okay. Oh.
I was thinking I was going to get to keep them. My son was all excited over that. Oh, man, I'm so nervous, James. I should be nervous, right?
No, don't be nervous. You got this.
Yeah.
Just take the power of the Lego Ninjago and use that to help you get through it.
That was inspirational.
That was very.
Have you guys taken bets in the company?
Oh, why haven't we done that?
I know. Why haven't you done that?
We have not.
You should have
been your bookie.
7 minutes to do it, because we're doing this in 7 minutes,
okay.
Right?
Somebody write that down.
Hey, what is it? If I want to become a master builder, though, what do I have to do to become one?
So to become a master builder for a Legoland Discovery Center, we host a giant building competition. And I'm modest. I'm not going to say I'm the best builder, but I'm standing here on this stage.
You are.
Yeah.
Own it. You won, didn't you?
Like this, I won.
Did you build this microphone you gave me?
I sure did.
You built it, and you did it with no instructions.
Nope.
How?
How long did that take you?
It took me like 6 hours.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, then I'm going to cherish that forever.
JC, you should hold it while you're walking.
Cool.
Are you walking on the Legos?
Don't break it.
No. We might drop it.
I might drop it.
Have you been doing research online, JC, on how you're going to do this?
Yeah.
What is it? What's the consensus?
I was that it's very painful.
Yeah.
I started watching guys walking on glass and on nails to get me prepared as well.
But they give you tips.
Yeah, they give me tips. It's all about the balance and how you distribute the pain, right,
there
James?
There you go.
Of course it is.
James has never done this.
He's the Lego master builder.
He's being supportive, Miguel, unlike us.
Oh, and there's the argument going on the text. I'm walking on Lego or I'm walking on Legos?
Lego.
So I'm walking on Lego.
Walking on Lego.
So Lego, oh.
We don't,
plural
we don't
is
like
Lego.
The Legos word.
So it's like fish.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Many fish is still fish.
Exactly. Moose, fish.
Moose, fish, Lego.
Lego.
My apologies for putting the S at the end.
I
will never do that again now that
Legos.
I know.
Legoose.
Legoose.
Legoose. James, I want to say thank you for inviting a lot of the kids' families to Legoland to check it out and to see the new movie that opens up April 7th.
That's right. We're opening up our new Lego Ninjago Masters of the Fourth Dimension movie on the 7th, so next weekend. And as a part of our Merlin Magic Wand initiative, we're inviting you guys and the kids out to enjoy that movie for the first time.
That's
well,
James, right.
Thank you for that. You're the best. The best.
Well, hopefully.
The best.
He's nervous. He has can't talk.
I am so nervous right now.
Me can't speak.
Just some encouragement.
My kids just showed up.
Yay.
Oh, next to my kids.
Oh. Look, your son
his
is bragging.
His eyes are tearing up already.
Case is over there bragging like, my dad's going to walk on all those Legos.
Of course I am. From the text, maybe by the time you're done, JC, you're going to have a house under your feet with all those blocks. Well, James, thank you so much, man. And thank you
for
my microphone.
Thank you so much for
having me, guys. And thank you for coming out early and setting this up, because I know it's a whooping that we made you guys do this. But you guys are the best. But you want to stick around and play Beat the Bank with us?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, do that first, yeah.
Let's do it. Hit the tray.
JC and his feet are starting to tingle. Don't forget, ladies, I'm still single.
That's right, big guy.
That's what's important. Yeah.
All right, let's meet
priorities.
Our
priorities.
Yeah, sorry, I know the delay. Okay, don't call. Don't write. I know it's the delay. It's offbeat.
We're out of the office.
Maybe we should
morning.
Just do it a cappella when we're on the road.
Yeah, maybe so.
Maybe.
Do it tomorrow.
Kayla's on the phone right now. Hi, Kayla.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited. I've been calling for like 2 years.
2 years? What do you want?
I want to play this game.
Oh, you just want to play Beat the Bank? That's all you want to do?
All right.
Well, yeah.
Congratulations.
What's your Thursday looking like?
Work.
Yeah, just working. What do you do?
I'm an assistant manager at a bank.
Oh.
Mm. Lots of money people calling in to beat the bank.
Yeah,
she should be very good at this game.
Banker versus banker going on here. Well, here's James from Legoland to tell you how we play the game. James is not. I'm just kidding.
James is like, I don't know the rules that well.
It's all right.
We'll tell you, Kaylee.
It's all right.
Look, we'll tell you the rules after you step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Trouble.
Password accepted.
There you go. Now you can officially step into the vault with the banker, Kaylin. Here's how it's working. We're going to put you in there with him. He's going to give you dollar amounts. They increase the longer you stay in there. How gutsy are you feeling? That's all up to you. It can get up to $1,000. Your only job is to yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. Even if he says $1,000, you still have to yell stop, because if you don't, boss man George is sitting right there and he knows the rules. You won't get any of that money. You understand?
Okay.
You got this. You got this. All right.
All right. Everybody's going to help us say this, all right? Everybody's going
to
help.
Everybody's going to scream it out and encourage Kayla to win a bunch of money. Kayla, let's win. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
$90, $140, $150, $300. 370, $420, $440, $550.
Stop. $550. It's all good right there, Kayla. That's all your
good.
What are you going to do with that $550?
I'm going to use some for my daughter's birthday and then put the rest to buy a house.
There you go. What's your daughter's name?
Kaylee.
Kaylee, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kaylee.
You're going to get an awesome present from mom. Now, just for fun, that $550 is all yours. We're going to see how high it would have gone. Okay, Kayla?
Okay.
$580. $670.
Still climbing.
Let's go
all the way.
Oh, you are wrong.
I was way wrong.
Kayla made a good choice. Yep. You got most of that money. Congratulations,
Kayla.
Thank you for playing.
Thank you.
All right, you hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your money, okay? And Kid Nation, if you didn't get to play today, it's all good. We'll play again tomorrow. It's going to be the Friday edition of the Beat the Bank.
That's right. Hopefully the bank is feeling good.
What are you laughing at, Kelly?
Your daughter. She's screaming.
Oh, hi, Chloe. What's she screaming at?
I don't know.
Go, Daddy, go. Yeah. She's screaming.
So
go, Daddy, go.
Because the time is here, JC.
Can you tell I'm delaying?
Yeah. Even you're peeving.
I'm peeving. I'm delaying because...
Are we doing it next?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, all the talking is over.
9 minutes.
James and his crew set it all up from Legoland.
Yep.
There's over 2 million Legos.
Lego.
I'm going to walk on the Lego. I'm going to beat this world record, and I'm going to attempt next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome back.
Hey, over there.
Hey, what's up, JC?
I don't know how to talk anymore.
So you are at the start line of your world record attempt.
Yeah, they did a little start pad for me.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's made out of Legos. It's flat, though, but that hurts.
Oh, gosh. JC, there's some halfway through those black ones.
Yeah.
Watch out for those black ones.
I see them from here. It looks very jagged over there.
Yeah, Bossman George says he thinks you have it up until the black ones might be a problem.
That's only about, I'd say, 30, 40 feet in, right?
Yeah, so what is the exact measurement of this?
168 feet.
And the previous world record of walking on Legos is? Lego.
140.
Right, 140 feet by Dude Perfect.
Okay.
So you're going to break it by 28 and a half feet. If you can do this.
And you can watch this, ladies and gentlemen, on Kid TV. Kid TV, KIDD TV. And we have to prepare ourselves, y'all, just in case things don't go as well as we expect. Now, we're positive people.
We are. Why are we putting that out in the universe right now?
We're positive people. But just in case things don't go well, we probably need to go over to ZipRecruiter.com. We need to go to ZipRecruiter.com
right?
Because every business needs great people.
No shame.
And there's no better way to find those people than by going to ZipRecruiter.com.
Can you imagine how many morning show captain listings there are posted right now?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. It doesn't matter what type of job you're looking for, what type of position you're trying to fill, ZipRecruiter can hook you up. They'll find you, hook you up with the right candidate, post your job opening, on over 100 job sites and social media. They will have you hooked up, and you'll have resumes in your inbox within 24 hours. Right. I promise you.
Huge time saver. Yeah, huge. And time is money, people.
Yep. 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate in just one day. I just said that. Go to ZipRecruiter.com. Try them out for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/kid. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Thank you, Al.
JC, you're my captain no matter what.
I am the captain now. My mucus glands are just letting all everything happen right now.
Are you snotting?
I'm snotting everywhere.
Man, if you got to pee, just go, you know?
I think I got to do both.
I'll understand. Everyone will understand.
I think I got to go pee and the other one. I think I might curse, so I apologize for be riding that.
So you've wanted delay. To do this your entire life that I've known you.
You wanted to beat a record.
Yeah. And I did a group world record once. I made the most sandwiches with Tango Tab, but I wanted
to. How does this compare to sandwich making?
Sandwich making was way better. I was with T.O. and LaDainian Tomlinson, and that was easy.
All Legos are not created equal, just in case y'all know. There's some big ones, there's some flat ones,
little
bitty ones.
LaDainian and T.O. aren't here with you now, so you're on your own.
I was trying to meditate before, like during the break, and I just can't.
No, too much adrenaline.
And I got to step down from the step, I'm going to land hard on these things. I'm looking where to step, and there's nowhere to step. Everything I see is jagged and sharp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of them are sticking straight up. You're like, I don't know how that happened.
Your kids and wife are here watching.
Let's just get to it.
You have a huge audience. Yeah. Let's just get to it.
Yeah. Come on.
Are we ready?
We're delaying long enough.
Are you ready?
I think I'm ready.
Do you need anything?
No.
Foot pads.
Shoes would be good right now.
Yeah. All right. You're a man. Let's do it.
Y'all give it up for JC, y'all. Come on.
Oh, here we go.
That first step is the worst.
Can you guys even see me?
Nope.
No,
we can't see you. So you got to tell us play by play.
I'm about to do it. I'm about to step off the step into the Legos. Okay. In three. Hold on. Let me count.
Oh, no. I cannot believe you're doing this.
I'm doing it. I promise I'm going to do it. I know you are. I'm going to jump in. I'm just not going to jump in.
Don't jump.
Just ease.
I'm going to ease it in there. Okay, here we go. Okay. Guys, I don't know. I don't know about this life. Hold on. Let me roll up my jeans. Maybe I need to do that. What? My jeans are getting in the way.
All right.
Or they could help.
Oh, that. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm going.
Come on.
And I started my world record. Oh, my God. What is this painful thing I'm feeling in my feet? Jeez.
No.
I can't. Casey, why are you laughing?
Wow, he's making big strides.
JC, you're doing it, man.
Oh my gosh, he's making such rapid progress.
Take Lego right now.
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe he's. Look at how fast he's going. Jenna, look how fast he's moving.
JC, only 140 more feet.
I can't believe this. I cannot believe this.
You're doing it, dude.
You're doing it.
You are moving so fast.
So he's a little less than halfway through, right?
I can't.
Little Kason is right next to him.
Yes, JC.
I am shocked.
Who did this?
Cheer him on, you guys.
God, why'd you do the little ones there?
Cheer him on.
Let it go, JC. You can do it. No.
I'm trying.
How fast is going?
To the black ones now, JC.
Oh, the black ones suck. Hey,
watch
The Lego.
Easy.
Oh, yes, he's over halfway.
I think there's one stuck on my foot.
Let him go, JC. You're going to break this world record.
Oh, you're going to do it,
JC. Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, the white ones suck even more. Oh, the brown. Oh, the brown sucks.
He's starting to cry.
I'm not crying. JC. You're crying. Your mom's crying, though.
Crazy.
You're over two-thirds.
Oh, what are these Legos? The round ones suck more.
Stunned disbelief.
Oh.
Almost, JP. Almost.
There's more.
You got it, JP. You got it, dude. 30 more feet. I think he's doing it. Three more. He did it. Ladies and gentlemen, JC has broken the world record.
That's amazing.
one stuck in my foot.
Gusher. It's going to be a gusher.
Ow, Kason. Kason just pulled it off like a splinter.
Dude, I cannot believe that.
Don't give it up for JC.
Happened.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I had to go over that finish line.
Record.
He did it. Oh, my gosh. What a jam.
I got you.
He still had a black one in between his
He's
toes.
He's just holding random people.
I don't know who you are right
his
now.
His kids are so excited.
JC, that is so awesome. What
are you? Have your mic?
Yeah, I have my mic.
How are you feeling?
Are you bleeding?
I feel like I'm walking on Legos right now.
You got it.
Are you bleeding?
You got it.
Okay.
What's your level of pain right now, JC, on 1 to 10?
I don't care. Oh, God, that hurts. I'd say it was 11 and a half.
It was that bad?
Yeah, it was
what
bad.
What was the worst moment?
The black ones, and then and then the
black blue ones?
The gray circle ones, and then the little ones.
He sounds
ones.
Like he's drunk, doesn't he?
JC, you went so fast.
JC, I'm so excited. Impressed. You just broke a world record.
I broke a freaking world record.
Give it up for JC.
Oh, my gosh. Am I bleeding?
I'm so proud.
Dude, you are so going to get hooked up tonight.
I'm bleeding a little.
Yep.
You bleeding?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's awesome. I mean,
it's after, you know.
It's over. Thank the Lord it's over.
Yeah, what about for the video? This was on Kid TV. If you miss it, we'll have it on.
Well, do you want the good news or the bad news?
Oh, boy.
What do you mean?
Huh?
What do you mean?
Well, there were lots of Kid Nation members texting and crying and cheering you on with you.
There were several
people on Kid TV that crashed it because there were so many people on
there. Okay. Oh, okay. I thought you meant the record didn't count. Okay.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
So the video will be posted later. Yeah.
The video will be posted later today.
If it crashed on you, yeah, that's too bad.
So, JC!
Thanks, Al.
Unbelievable.
Can somebody bring me my shoes?
Why?
They're about 150 feet over there.
And if you don't need shoes to walk on Legos, you just walk around the whole
Let's see the
day,
bottom of your feet.
Barefoot.
JC, are your hold feet up your record hamburger? Breaker sign.
Are
your feet hamburger?
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
I mean, they're a little poke. You got a few poke.
You just have a few little
bleeding spots.
But, yeah.
Got a little callus going on right there.
Yeah, it's all good.
I mean, can you even begin to describe the pain?
I think my adrenaline is still kicking right now, it hurts now, so I can only imagine what it's going to feel like in a few.
But you don't care, right?
No, I broke the record.
You broke a record!
Good for you.
In your face, Dude Perfect!
Well, actually, Dude Perfect's here, and they're going to add five more feet onto the Legos, and he's going to try and beat that.
Honestly, let me get over to my microphone.
Or you can use this.
Really isn't.
You're on one.
I am on a microphone, so be quiet.
It's already so loud a bit.
Yeah, I have something for you.
Okay.
This is for you for beating your record.
It's a Lego picture plaque that says record breaker
with a
big foot on it.
Way to go,
JC. That's awesome. That's impressive right there.
And you never have to do it again until somebody breaks it and you have to go back and break it again.
Nah, I probably wouldn't do it. I was thinking about turning around and going back.
Oh, yeah, that would show him.
Yeah, and then I got to the first step, and so that was not going to happen.
Oh, man.
Thank you, James.
You're welcome. Dude. Awesome.
Oh, man.
Oh, we got you ice.
Look at ice to stand in. Ice.
Holy moly.
That looks like that'll hurt.
Oh, yeah.
No.
That feels so good, though.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
This is an historic moment.
Yeah, I broke a world record.
We did it.
And the people from Lego World.
Awesome. Make sure
to make the Legoland, excuse me, to help make that happen.
All right. So you guys got the rest of this break. I'm going to go pass out.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.